我们今天呢，把时间交给格斯母，她要为我们分享。
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, everybody.
圣诞快乐，圣诞快乐。
I just love Christmas.
我喜欢啊，圣诞节。
I come from a long line of Swedish people.
我从瑞士那个地方的祖先他们来的。
And Christmas is a big thing in Sweden.
在瑞士是一个非常大的节日。
And my grandpa had a church in Minnesota.
我的祖父在 Minnesota 有一个教会。
And at Christmas time, the most popular service was Christmas morning, 5 a.m.
最受欢迎的圣诞节节目是在圣诞节当天早上五点来到教会。
And it was called Yulata.
It's called Yulata.
Yes. And the church was always just packed with people.
早上五点，教会就挤满了人。
More people than any other Sunday or any other day in the year of the church.
比起平常周日的聚会还更多的人。
Wonderful, wonderful memories.
非常美妙的回忆。
And I have good Christmas memories of our years in Taiwan.
我在台湾的圣诞节，我也有许多非常美好的回忆。
We were at a school called Christ College, where they really love to perform.
我们在一个台湾的基督书院，那里圣诞节的时候，他们非常喜欢做一些表演。
And at Christmas time, the programs were just really phenomenal.
那个圣诞节的节目真的是令我真的是很难忘。
And so one year they came to us and they said, we want you to be a part of the play.
有一年他们邀请我们来做表演中的一部分。
So they told my husband he would dress up as Joseph.
所以他告诉葛牧师要当约瑟，穿得像约瑟的样。
And I was to be the angel.
我被指定为天使的角色。
And they made a big white robe for me.
他们做一个非常大的那个袍子为我。
And I had wings.
我有翅膀像天使一样。
And I had a halo.
还有一个光冕在我的头上。
And then the mother of Jesus was to be our president's wife.
那耶稣的妈妈是我们校长的太太。
But she was 60 years old.
她已经六十岁了。
And she had white hair like mine.
她有白色的头发，像我一样。
So the students looked at her and they said, "What are we going to do about all the old?"
那学生说，她六十岁，我们怎么把她变成像耶稣的母亲呢？
Because Mary was a teenager when Jesus.
因为耶稣的妈妈那时候只有十几岁而已。
So they took scarves and they.Wrapped them all around, so only her little eyes were showing out.
所以他们为她戴了一些面具，就眼睛露出来。
And then they said, "But we need a baby."
那他们说，我们需要一个孩婴儿。
Because they had made a manger.
他们做了一个马槽在那个地方。
So our boy John,
我的儿子葛仲牧师那时候是当 baby 在那个地方。
So they took him.And they put him in the manger.
他把他放在马槽那个里面，上面。
And I was a little nervous if he would get through the long program.
我有点紧张，我想说那么长一段时间。
But he kicked his legs and jumped around, and he was just fine. He was about 6 months old.
那时候葛仲牧师只有六个月大，他脚动来动去，但是他还是很平安的度过那一个时候。
Wonderful memories.
很好的回忆。
Today is a special day because we call it Shepherd's Sunday.
今天是特别的日子，因为叫做牧羊人的星期日。
And Christian churches all over the country are observing Shepherd's Sunday.
很多基督徒在世界各地都在纪念这个日子。
And it's the Sunday just before Christmas Sunday.
圣诞节礼拜天之前的一个礼拜天。
Now I don't know very much about shepherds.
我对于牧羊人知道的不多。
I know Adam and Eve had a son.Who was a shepherd?
我知道亚当夏娃他们一个孩子是牧羊人。
And I know Jacob was a shepherd.
我知道雅各也是一个牧羊人。
And Joseph was a shepherd.
约瑟也是牧羊人。
And Moses was a shepherd.
摩西也曾经牧羊过。
And David was a shepherd.
大卫曾经在年轻的时候牧羊。
And as I began to read about their lives, I realized. A shepherd's life was really not an easy one.
我研究过，我发现牧羊人的生活真的不是一个容易过的生活。
Their job was 24 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week.
他们工作是一天24小时，都要战战兢兢的看着羊群。
And they lived with their sheep.
他跟他的羊群住在一起。
And if anything happened to the sheep, they had to be right there to rescue them.
任何发生在羊群上的事情，他都要来帮他们处理解决。
They loved the sheep.
他们爱他的羊群。
But their lives were really mundane. Nothing much happened.
但他们的生活真的是千篇一律的，没有什么变化。
Until one night.
直到一个晚上。
You can just picture them. They were out there on the hills, and the sky was dark. They could see the stars.But all of a sudden, there was this bright, bright light.
你可以想象到，在那个时候，一群牧羊人在野外，在晚上，他们天空是黑的，这些小星星突然间一个亮光照进来了。
Yes, it was like an unexpected event.
是他们没有期待的发生的事情。
Unexpected event happened.
发生了。
And then an angel appeared.
那时候，同时天使也出现了。
I wonder what must that have been like to these people who weren't used to anything.Unusual or unexpected happening to them.
我想这些人从来没有经历过什么特殊的事情，直到那一刻。
So I tried to think in my mind, what must that have been like?
我在想说那些人会有什么样的反应。
I remember one day about 15 years ago.
我记得15年前一天。
I was out walking in the neighborhood.
我在我们的邻居左右在走路。
And all of a sudden, the squirrels from the trees.Just came scampering down, going, making all kinds of noise from all the trees, the big oak trees.
突然间，很多的松鼠从树上这样发出声音的跑下来。
And at that moment, it was like the sky turned white.
在那个时刻，突然间天空变成白色的。
And there was a rumble.
还有很大的闪电的声音。
And then all of a sudden, it began to shake.
那突然间，好像地在震动一样。
And it knocked me right over into the bush at this house. I went right over into the bush.
我马上躲在我们的
草丛里面。Knocked me right off my feet. And you know what my first thought was?
我第一个想法是。
It's the end of the world.
世界末日到了。
This is it.
我已经结束了。
Where's my family? I want to be with my family.
我的家人在哪里？我真希望跟他们在一起。
And so I got up and I just began to run.
我起来，我马上往家的方向跑。
And then there were aftershocks.
然后大震动以后，又小小的余震。
It was a petrifying, terrifying moment for me.
对我来说是一个非常惊恐的时刻。
I was really afraid.
我真的非常的害怕。
And it was that famous earthquake that hit out in the San Fernando Valley.
那是15年前一个非常大的地震。
Where the freeways collapsed.
许多的那个高速公路就这样坍方了。
It was petrifying.
真的是令人感到害怕。
What was the reaction of the shepherds when they saw this angel and the sky all lit up? What was their reaction?
所以我想到这些牧羊人，当他们看到天使出现了，然后天空出现打了亮光，他们反应是什么
？They were afraid.
他们真的是跟我经历的一样，他们害怕。
They were afraid.
他们很担心，害怕。
But the wonderful thing was that the words of assurance came at that moment.
在那害怕当中，一个确定的话引导他们身上。
And the words of the angel were, "Do not be afraid."
从天使来的声音话这样说：“你们不要害怕。”
I've thought about that a lot.
我经常想到这句话。
Because it's so easy to be afraid of things, have fear of something's going to happen.
很容易我们就会受环境事情的影响而感到害怕担心。
I remember one morning when my girls were really small, 2 and 1 years old.
我记得当我的女儿很小的时候，当她2岁的时候。
And I got up early, I heard them in the other room, they were jumping up and down on the bed.
我早上起来发现她们早就起来在床上跳来跳去。
And something made me bend over and look under the bed.
然后我就好奇的就往床下看了一下。
And there was an empty bottle.
有一个空的罐子在床下。
And it was a orange flavored baby aspirin bottle.
是小孩子的阿司匹林，是橘色的。
And that had been hidden on top of the medicine cabinet.
本来是放在我们家的药柜里面。
And that little girl had climbed up there and got that bottle.
我的小女儿爬上去了，把那个药罐拿下来，把它吃光了。
I know there were 40 aspirins in that.
我知道里面有四十颗阿司匹林。
And I could only find a few on the floor.
我只找到剩下了几颗在地上。
So I was so afraid, and I called our doctor 5:30 in the morning.
我非常的害怕紧张，我早上5点就打电话找我的医生。
And he said, "Get in here as fast as you can."
他说你马上把你女儿带到我这诊所来。
So we went in. He was there waiting. He gave them some tests, and he said they are full of aspirin.
我们去了，他就做了一试验，他发现我的女儿的肚子里面都是药。
So he pumped their stomachs.
所以他用水灌进他的胃里面。
And he said, "Now we're going to wait for 24 hours to see."
然后我们要等24小时。
If they make it through.
来观察是不是他能平安的度过。
So Alan and I sat beside those beds and prayed and prayed.
所以我跟葛牧师就坐在他旁边，不断的祷告。
But the words kept coming to me that the angel gave the shepherds. Do not be afraid.
当我们在祷告的时候，这句话如同天使所说的，不要害怕，这句话就临到我们。
Yeah, God doesn't give fear.
神不给我们害怕。
It's our own reaction to events that happen.
害怕不是从神来的，是因为我们自己的反应产生的。
But praise God, they came through it and they're alive and well today.
感谢神，他平安地度过了，现在健康活泼长大了。
And I understand afterwards they did not allow baby aspirin to be flavored anymore. Is that true?
Yeah, 从此以后他们就不让那个
Because they thought it was candy.
有那个味道，以致小孩子喜欢吃。
And then the way that the angel guided the shepherds, they had to have directions where they were going to go.
你知道天使怎么样带领引导那个牧羊人吗？
He said, "There's a the angel said, for you is born this day in the city of Bethlehem a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
天使跟他说，在以色列城耶路撒冷城有一位救主为我们诞生了。
Can't you just imagine what those shepherds would have thought? You're telling us this? We're just nobody. Why aren't you telling the leaders of the city of Bethlehem were important people, but the angel came to them and said, "A Savior is born to you."
我想这些牧羊人一直想说，为什么他不告诉那些当时的重要的人物？为什么告诉我们这些牧羊人有一个救主诞生的
？And then they guided them to the exact location where the baby would be.
他们带领他们，引导他们到伯利恒耶稣诞生的地方。
In a stable. And in a manger, just like over here, in a manger.
就好像在一个马槽里面。
I can just imagine how surprised they must have felt with the Savior, the Messiah, being born in a manger.
我想他们非常的惊讶，说为什么一个救世主竟然诞生在一个简陋的马槽里面。
But then after they heard that word, it was like the whole heavens opened up and there was the heavenly host of angels saying, "Glory to God in the highest."
当他们正在思考的时候，突然间看到天开了，非常多的天使在那里唱诗歌说，颂赞荣耀归于神。
And on earth peace, goodwill to men.
平安归于地上的人。
So there was affirmation from above.
所以从天上来的确定。
And my favorite thing was the response of these shepherds.
我最喜欢的是这些牧羊人他们的反应。
You know what they said the first thing?
首先说什么吗
？Let's go.
让我们去。
They didn't think about sheep or any of their responsibilities. They just said, "Let's go."
他们一听到有救世主诞生，他们就说：“让我们去吧，不放下其他的东西。”
And they went and they found the stable because they had been directed exactly to that.
他们就跟着天使的引导找到了耶稣诞生的地方。
And they were the first ones to bow down and worship the Lord.
他们是首先几位在耶稣面前跪下敬拜他的人。
And isn't it true how the Lord guides us and wants to guide us every day of our lives?
我相信神在告诉我们，他要引导我们每天的生活。
I felt that all of my life, the guiding hand of the Lord.
在我的一生当中，我经历了神无数的对我的带领。
So when they saw the Lord Jesus, They were so excited that they left praising and telling others about what they had seen. They had changed lives. And I was wondering, what is the message of this for us here today? And to me, it means we can expect miracles from God.
对我来说，在神在告诉我们，我们可以经历从神来的神迹。
Maybe big miracles.
大的神迹。
Maybe little miracles.
或是小的神迹都可能。
And I think half the time we don't even realize it was a miracle, it just happened.
很多时候我们没有意识到这是神迹，只是认为它发生了。
So, expect miracles, and then the next thing is share it, tell somebody.
所以我们应该期待有神迹在我们的生命当中，并且分享神在我们身上的作为。
And we've seen miracles in this church.
在这个教会里面，我们经常看到神迹发生在这个地方。
I think of someone who a few years ago didn't know God at all.
我想起一位，他几年前他根本不认识神。
Didn't know anything about the Bible.
他不从来没有读过圣经。
But today, he's preaching and leading and teaching in the church.
他今天他在这里讲道，在这里带领教会，在那里分享神的话。
That to me is a miracle.
对我来说，这也是一个神迹。
A sister shared with us Friday night that a miracle happened to her.
上个礼拜有一位姐妹在我们小组里面分享神迹发生在她身上。
She had just gotten away from her desk in her office when a car came through the front glass doors of her building.
正她在公司上班的时候，正她。当他离开他座位的时候，一辆卡车冲进他们店里面。
And went right towards her desk where she had been sitting.
正好朝向他坐刚刚坐的地方的位置。
She was over on the side and was safe.
还好他先离开了。
No one was hurt, and the whole front of the place was full of glass.
整个前门都掉满了玻璃，但是他一点都没有受到伤害。
That to me is a miracle.
对我来说也是一种神迹。
And I know you have miracles in your own lives.
我知道我们许多人都有神迹在我们生命当中。
Many of you have suffered a lot over the years, from way back in other countries, but here you're today celebrating Christmas.
我们当中许多人也许过去在你的国家你遭受很多的患难，那今天你却可以在这个地方庆祝圣诞节。
And when I think of shepherds, I can't help but think about our good shepherd.
但我想到牧羊人，我真的要想到我们的伟大的牧羊人。
Because our Jesus went on to become our good shepherd.
因为耶稣成为我们最好的牧者。
Who leads us, guides us, loves us, cares for us.
他带领我们，供应我们，医治我们，爱我们。
And I love the Christmas carol, especially the one that expresses our.Glory to God for what He's done for us.
我喜欢圣诞节的诗歌，
Gloria,
尤其是那些赞美荣耀神的诗歌。
All heavens sing Gloria.
天使天堂都在唱赞美神的诗歌。
We love this song, and we're going to have the praise team sing it for us.
我喜欢这首诗歌，我们今天正在带大家唱这首诗歌。
This is the week to sing and give praises to God for His wonderful, wonderful.Gift to us of the birth of Jesus Christ.
那我们借着这首诗歌来表达我们对神的爱以及对神的敬拜。
弟兄姐妹，我们一起起立。
荣耀神的天国呀，奇妙奇妙。